Paul went to see a governor, man of high esteem. Bible says a very intelligent man. Man had asked for him to come and speak to him about his God. And before Paul left, there was a battle in front of this governor for his soul. Another man there didn't want him to be saved. Anybody here have any idea of anybody who don't want you to be saved? How many know somebody that doesn't want you to be saved? Huh? The devil. How many don't like you because you're a Christian? You bump into some people, they don't want anything to do with you. You're a Christian. Stay away from me. Well, that was the battle. Let's read the scripture. Acts 13, 6 through 12. It said, afterward they traveled from town to town, across the entire island, until finally they came and reached Paphos, where they met a Jewish sorcerer, a false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He had attached himself to the governor, Sergius Paulus, who was an intelligent man. The governor invited Barnabas and Saul to visit him, for he wanted to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, as his name means in Greek, interfered and urged the governor to pay no attention to what Barnabas and Saul said. He was trying to keep the governor from believing. Saul, also known as Paul, was filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah! And he looked the sorcerer in the eye. Picture this. Then he said, "You son of the devil." How many has ever been told somebody, "You're a son of the devil"? Paul did. "You son of the devil, full of every sort of deceit and fraud, an enemy of all that is good, will you never stop perverting the true ways of the Lord? Watch now, for the Lord has laid his hand of punishment upon you, and you will be struck blind. You will not see the sunlight for some time, and instantly mist and darkness came over the man's eyes, and he began groping around, begging for someone to take his hand and lead him. When the governor saw what had happened, he became a believer, for he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord." Lord Jesus, we know you allowed Luke to write this in the scripture because you wanted us to read this. You wanted us to know that there are times when there are fierce battles in the struggle for souls and the struggle for people's salvation. And so, Lord, we've read it this morning, and now we pray for the presence of the Holy Spirit to give unction and anointing, that this message may bring us to a place where we're ready to go to battle. We are ready to do battle with the enemy that we might be able to win souls for you. Thank you, Lord, for this lesson. And now, Lord, apply it to our hearts and our lives. Let our ears hear and let our souls and our hearts receive the Word of God. And stir us down deep inside for your glory and the salvation of many others. And everybody said, amen. Amen. How many here have loved ones who are lost that you desire to see saved? Somebody you know that's not serving God. You know what that means? That means if they never get saved, they're going to end up in eternity with Satan. They're going to end up in eternity in hell, away from God and absent from God, like the rich man in the Bible. And how many of us want those loved ones that we just raise our hands about to have that kind of destination? No. We want them to be saved and serve God. What is it going to be taking? What is it going to take? I don't know if Sergius Paulus had any people in his family that prayed for him, but somehow or other, Paul and Barnabas came to his attention. They were preaching the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and he wanted to hear about it. But the devil didn't want him to accept. Just as Paul battled with Satan for the salvation of Sergius Paulus in this text, we see how we must concern ourselves in battling for the souls of those around us. We need to review the actual battle, the conflict between these two men, Elymas and Paul, which stand toe to toe, face to face in mortal and spiritual conflict for this man's soul. It may be that you will have to do more than just raise your hand in church and say, pray for my unsaved loved ones. It may be that you're going to have to do more than just get down on your knees in your prayer closet and say, Lord, save so and so. It may be that you're going to have to do battle with the enemy. Stand toe to toe, face to face with the enemy to win that soul to Jesus Christ, just as Paul did in facing Elymas. We must recognize that we are engaged in battle. We are not on a picnic of peace. Amen. It is not a playground. It is a battlefield. And we must realize we are going to war. We're all involved in some kind of a spiritual struggle. How many of you here have had some spiritual battles? Spiritual struggles, maybe a battle to keep our homes intact. I'm aware of several homes right now. And so Brother Doug asked this morning, how many marriages in America end in divorce? Over 50%. Marriages end in divorce. That means when you read in the paper so-and-so got married, they have the 50-50 chance that they're going to divorce. And it's higher among evangelical Christians than it is out in the world. I can't explain that one to you. But there's a battle on to keep homes intact. There's a battle against the forces of darkness that are pressing in upon our children or our companions in life. There is a battle against many emotional and financial pressures of life. Pressures of depression and pressures of fear. I was just recently at Brook Lane to visit with a gentleman who is there for depression, and he's so depressed he doesn't know which way to turn, where to go, what to do. And he's struggling with life. There are the battle to stand for what is right in living for Christ. Not everybody likes it that you're a Christian. Amen? There's a battle to stay spiritually grounded and filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, in the New Testament church, there were several times where the Spirit of God moved on the church and they were refilled with the Spirit. How many of you need a refilling? You say, I need God to just open the windows of heaven and pour the Holy Ghost all over me. Hallelujah. You ever get to the place at time where you feel dry and empty and you say, God, I need a filling of your power and your Spirit. It takes a battle to do that. We have the battle to fulfill the fact that God is counting on we in the church to somehow strongly, faithfully, powerfully march head on into the thick of this battle, full of faith, full of the power of God, and full of love and full of compassion, and reach out to strike blow after blow against the powers of darkness and the evil that are invading our time. If there's ever a time God needs a church to stand up and say, enough! Enough! It is today. Amen? For our souls, there's a battle for our souls to cry out, oh God, make me an evangelist. Make me a witness that whether I'm at the job or on the street or wherever I am, that somehow I'm operating in the power of the Holy Spirit in such a way that I can help bring deliverance to people who are bound.
Amen.
Amen? Every day, probably in your work, wherever you go, the grocery store, the gas station, you walk by people who are bound with the things of this world and the sins of this world, and they don't know how to get loose, and they need somebody, hallelujah, who has a touch of God from heaven, who can reach into their life and soul and set them free. Amen. Oh, we have that battle to not let down or ignore our prayer life or the Word of God, but to clothe ourselves in spiritual armor and as never before, because we stand facing a battle over souls. Those souls that you raise your hand for, that you're praying for, that need to be saved. Are you getting the idea? Are you getting the picture that maybe I need to do more about their salvation than I've ever done before? The salvation of many souls may well depend on you. Amen? The salvation of souls may depend on how well you obey God, how well you clothe yourself in the Lord. Oh, may how well you live and how close you live to Him, and whether or not we can be led of the Holy Spirit and directed of God to help deliver and rescue souls. Now, you know, when a patient goes to a doctor, I know some of those doctors, they feel very responsible. If I'm not able to touch this person, if I'm not able to designate what's wrong here, if I can't give them the right medicine, if I can't do the operation, then they might lose their life because of my inability to think that somebody's soul may spend eternity in hellfire because we didn't live close enough to God. Because we didn't clothe ourselves in the righteousness of God. Because we weren't filled with the power of the Holy Spirit to reach out and touch them. There is great personal victory when you, through the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, have reached out to someone bound in sin and bring them deliverance from the sin and break the bonds of darkness into light and lead them from death into life everlasting. Oh, what a joy it is to know somebody's been redeemed. I took Bill Kendall the other week down to his son's funeral. There was a lot of people there Bill hadn't seen in many years. They had lost contact. And what a joy it was to be able to tell them, Bill's not the same man you knew 30 years ago. He's not the same man of 10 years ago. He's not the same person of 5 years ago. He's not the same man he was last year this time. Because now he is set free from alcohol. He is free and has been free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because God reached into his life and took the desire away. Amen. Can't ever forget about Brother West back there going to work and tell him, hey, should I get a new Social Security card? You got a new man on the job today. Not the same old fella. And what a blessing, what a joy. And that's the kind of experience that we need to have in our lives. Oh, hallelujah! What a great feeling and of a great victory to be involved in the work of liberating souls from sin. Hallelujah. I'm appealing to you today. I'm making an appeal to you to seriously consider being clothed upon with faith and power and the Word of God. And let the Lord strike a revival fire in your heart to reach out to people who need His help and need His deliverance. I'm asking you, are you ready to go to battle? Are you ready to go to war? Are you ready to face the enemy? Will you be like a Paul who will look in the eyes of an Elymas and declare the glory of God? Amen. If so, I want you to say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now some of you say, hallelujah. If you're on board and you're ready to go to war and win some souls, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let's take a look at these two characters. Review this evil one involved in this battle, Elymas the sorcerer. He represents all the things that are godless and evil and all the forces that are coming against us even today. How many know that the devil is fighting the church? And how many know that he is fighting the church through other human beings? See, Elymas was a Jewish man. He was a flesh and blood individual, but he had let the devil get such a hold on his life that he was now fighting against Jesus Christ and Christianity. And I'm telling you, we've got an America full of people who are fighting against Christianity. They're fighting against what's right. They're preaching the doctrine of everything that is wrong. And they're wanting the church to close its doors. Well, I've got news. As long as the Lord God is in the heaven, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ will keep marching on. Amen? And we will be here till He takes us out of the way. Hallelujah! And we're going to fight the devil tooth and toenail. Amen? This Elymas was a sorcerer. He was a man who dealt in black magic and evil and witchcraft and trickery and supernatural evil. He had enough power that he could come into the court of this governor and fascinate him. Everyone is interested in the supernatural, whether it is good or evil. Horoscopes, astrological signs, black magic, white magic, extrasensory perception, transcendental meditation, yoga, you name it. entertainment. The devil has it out there. Amen? Trying to captivate people and capture them into his ways of thinking. He was also a false prophet. He passed himself off as some kind of a preacher, a speaker, a persuader with an evil inspiration and a false word. And almost every day when you turn the news on in the television or the radio, you hear one of these preachers preaching their false doctrine. Telling the world, it's all right to do this, it's all right to do that. He bewitched people and controlled their minds and influenced their lives. People in our day are hearing 1,000 false voices and prophets on the radio and television, in the classrooms of our schools, in Hollywood and the movies, smoothing over sin and searing our conscience until we get to the place that we would accept the notion that anything goes and anything is all right. Have you seen it? I just mentioned this morning in Sunday school, I read the other day where back in the 60s when they started this thing of rating movies, what was PG back then is now R. Can you imagine that? In other words, the movies they're putting out today that children couldn't watch back then, they can watch today. Parents stand helplessly by while the devilish prophets of music and drug addiction and alcoholism and sexual promiscuity beat their demonic message deep into the hearts of our young people. This man was full of deceit and full of fraud. People today are full of scheming and mischief inspired by the demons of the hell. The most recent comprehensive national study for the number of missing children estimated in 1999, approximately 800,000 children younger than 18 were reported missing. And somewhere in the neighborhood of 100,000 young people a year go missing in our world. They end up in the hands of pimps who turn them into teenage prostitutes. Some are sold as slaves to business people here and in foreign countries. Others are forced by evil men into pornography as young as 2 and 3 years old. Thousands of them are buried every year in John Doe graves after they have been used and abused for the lustful pleasures of evil men and women. That's hard to even imagine that there's those kind of people. And we're battling them for the souls of young people, the souls of children, hello? Battling them for the souls of others that they might be saved and redeemed. Corporate fraud is rampant. We read about it a couple of years ago as business after business closed their doors because they were cooking the books. Security fraud, healthcare fraud, and mortgage fraud are abounding in today's world. And so everybody is trying to teach everybody else how you can beat this one out of that and beat this one out of the other. Amen? Just heard the other day, read where a man down in around Martinsburg worked for the state highway department, and he had $800,000 worth of equipment stored in a garage someplace where he had stolen. Fraud. How many weeks do we go by that somebody doesn't try to rob a bank in Hagerstown? Or somebody on the street? I don't have a lot of sympathy for those that are getting robbed at 1 and 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning out there running around. They ought to be at home in bed sleeping. Hello? Gives no excuse to the robber, though. Paul called this man a son of the devil. He served his father Satan. And those who openly preach doctrines to destroy God's marriage plan between one man and one woman, those who preach the right to kill innocent babies in the womb, those who preach the doctrine of free birth control to our youth and handing out birth control to our children in school, those who preach the doctrine, these kind of doctrines to our children and to our culture are children of the devil, and they serve their father Satan. Amen. Call it what it is. Amen. Understand clearly that there is an enemy roaming this earth who wants to destroy everything that is good and righteous. You have an enemy standing at your door trying to come in and take over your life like a strong man and run the affairs of your life. Your only protection is to be filled with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Right. Amen? When I moved into my house on Bear Drive like I have every other one, I asked the Lord, I plead the blood of Jesus. I said, Lord, cover this property, cover this house with the blood of Christ. Amen. From the middle of the road all around my property, cover it that the devil can't come on. Amen? And I buy a new car, I lay hands on it and say, Lord, cover this vehicle with your blood that the devil can't ride in it. Amen? Some may call me a little weird, but I'd rather be a little weird for the Lord than let the devil ride on board. Amen? He can't come in the blood of Christ. See, I had a grandmother who literally the devil tried to choke her to death. She lived with a demon-possessed man. And he was evil and hateful in every way that he could be. And the devil came right into the home and tried to choke her. And the only thing she knew to do was plead the blood of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus. And when she did, the devil had to leave. Turn her loose. Amen. So this Elymas was an evil man. Paul called him what he was. He was a perverter of the truth. He served Satan in every way. Paul let him know that he made his plan sound so good and enticing until men were drawn to want to experience his lies. And the same is true today. The lies they are preaching about the changes in our culture, until now they're saying, well, everybody's on board. Kirk Cameron, the actor, just had an experience with that. He came out and said on a public station his biblical statement on what was pure and right in the marriage field. One man with one woman. And so they ganged up on him. And they started putting out statements about how, oh, he's old fuggy. He's way behind the times. He needs to catch up with modern days. Elymas boldly stood face to face with Paul and the governor and brazenly tried to turn the governor away from the faith. He wanted his eyes to stay blind, his heart to stay hard, his life to be bound, him to be deceived, groping in the darkness of this world. And that's what the devil is doing with have you raised your hands, you have unsaved loved ones? That's exactly what's going on with them. The devil is constantly going about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. This is exactly how Satan will battle against you as you endeavor to live for Christ. As you endeavor to win your loved ones to Christ, as you endeavor to teach your young people right from wrong, as you endeavor to witness to others around you. It's gotten to the place now We can't say the name of Jesus in our school. We used to have prayer at the football games at Smithsburg High, and now they can't have prayer anymore. They've outlawed it. Used to be we could preach and pray the name of Jesus in Congress, and our chaplains could go there and pray in the name of Jesus. Can't do it anymore. It's illegal. It's against the rules. They're preaching their damnable doctrines and causing people to fall away from God. We need to stand up, saints. Review now. Let's take a look at this righteous man. This character who did battle with Elymas. Paul the apostle. Paul had but one goal in mind here, and that was to save a soul for Christ. Is that our goal? Is that what we want? Do I want this individual really saved? Every day when I pray, I've got a list of people that I pray for, and I've been praying for. Lord, save them. Save them. And one of the families I've prayed for, now the last couple of months they've been taking communion up here on a Sunday morning. Hallelujah! Woo! Glory. Don't tell me I can't get my leg above the pulpit. Amen. Paul did battle. His goal was to win Sergius Paulus. Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit. How are we in that category? Are we filled with the Holy Spirit, ready to do battle? You don't send a soldier into warfare without giving him the proper equipment. Amen? He's got to have a gun. He's got to have everything that is necessary to face the enemy and to fight the battle and to fight the war. And if we try to go into war and battle for souls, we're going to need the proper equipment, and that is the Holy Spirit. We must be filled with, full, flooded, overwhelmed in the Holy Spirit of God to go and do battle against Satan. Paul was a true prophet of God, and we must be filled with the truth of God's Word. Amen? We've got to know what the Bible says. We've got to be able to come against the devil in the name of Jesus through the truth and the Word of God. And these are our credentials to wage war against Satan. Do you have the equipment? Do you have the proper credentials to do battle against the devil? You cannot be lukewarm or cold spiritually and win against sin and Satan. There's too many people that are sitting in the churches today that are like the Laodicean church. Jesus said to them when he wrote to them, "You are lukewarm. You're neither hot nor cold. You're lukewarm. Therefore, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth." That's what he told them. So, we need to be hot and on fire for God. Amen? We need to be filled with the power and the Spirit. None of this, I go Sunday morning and see if Pastor Lay can bless me. And if he doesn't bless me, then I just go home, sit sour and soak for the week. We need people that when they get home, they get on fire for God at home. I'm going to tell you what, if you're full of the Holy Ghost at home, there's not going to be as many problems at home. Amen? Amen? If you're full of the Holy Spirit on the job, there's not going to be as many problems to deal with on the job. Amen. You're filled with the Spirit of God. Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit and authority, challenged this enemy in battle head on. Scripture tells us, "Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will what? Flee." How many like to see the devil running? How many like to see the backside of the devil? Amen? Gone away! Jesus said, if we'll submit, there's the important part, submit yourself to God. Now you can take all the evangelistic courses you want to. and you know all the right scriptures to quote. But my friend, you've got to have more than that. You've got to have the power and the authority of the Holy Spirit, that when you speak, the devil knows who's talking. Amen. Paul didn't slip off somewhere here to pray and ask God to take care of this for him. He had confidence in God with him and the authority of the Holy Spirit in him to face the situation now. And that's the same thing we must do. Amen. Amen. Too many times, you know. Oh, I pulled into a used car lot here a year or so ago, and just riding through, and the salesman coming out the door, he came, and of course I stopped and wound my window down, and he said, "What you looking for?" I said, "I'm just looking around." And we got on religion. I wonder why. You're talking about God, and he got, "Oh, I've got all kinds of problems." He said, "They found out I was a preacher." He said, "Would you pray for me?" And I said, "Give me your hand."
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
He thought, "When I get home, when you get home, when you have your prayers, pray for me." I said, "Give me your hand." Standing right there in the parking lot, me in the car and him out there, I began to pray and call on God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory.
We need to be ready, instant in season, out of season. Doesn't matter if it's in the alleys of Martin's, when Nathan's packing bags. If somebody needs prayer, pray for them. Amen. Be filled with the authority of the Holy Ghost. Paul was ready then. We want to slip on and say, "Now, Lord, I'm going to get off here in the corner someplace, and because you take care of this for me." You know, Paul said, you need to mean business here. It's on the job. Paul didn't mince words, but spoke boldly of the enemy's defeat to his face. God's hand will rise up in our favor when Satan resists us in the battle. I had a man come to my house one time, and he was going to do warfare because he was an agnostic. He didn't believe in God, and he saw this church, and he saw me out there on the ladder up against the church. He said, "I'll stop here and do battle with this guy and let him know there's no God to serve." I never met the man, never saw him. Had no idea as to who he was until I stepped from the bottom of that ladder onto the church driveway. And when I did, the Holy Ghost told me who he was. And he walked up to me and stuck out his hand, said, "You don't know me." I said, "Yes, I do." And I told him who he was. He backed up. Amen. God was on the job. The Holy Ghost was there to do battle against this enemy of the Word. And he started telling me about how God couldn't do this and do that. I said, "Sir, let me tell you something I've seen with these two eyes. I've seen people healed who were crippled. I laid my hands on a tumor on a lady's neck in Man's Choice, Pennsylvania, and just began to pray, and it disappeared under my fingers."
Amen.
That's the power of God. Don't tell me God can't do stuff. He got back in the car and left. Hallelujah. Don't tell me God's not on the job. The Holy Ghost is with you. You can do what needs to be done in the moment that it needs to be done. Amen. God smote the enemy blind and discredited him. God will smite Satan who resists us if we will be filled with the authority of the Holy Spirit. Let me ask you again, say hallelujah. Are you ready to do battle?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Are you ready to go to war?
Hallelujah.
For the souls of human beings.
Amen.
What happened here? Sergius Paulus believed. Glory. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. Amen.
saved.
Paul won the battle for this soul. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You see, when Paul stood his ground, when Paul, with the authority of the Holy Ghost, withstood the devil face, a soul came through to Jesus. And I'm telling you right now, if you'll do battle for souls, if you'll do as Paul did, if you'll get this message, you'll see souls coming to Christ. You'll see your loved ones being saved, born again through the power of God, just like Sergius Paulus. It is not by accident that the church gets anyone saved. It's not by accident that the church gets anyone healed or filled with the Holy Spirit. But we enter into a conflict and battle to win souls. And we must show this same kind of authority and anointing if we are going to see people believe and receive salvation. Let me say it again. How many are ready to go to battle?
Hallelujah.
Those who are ready to sign up and enlist in the warfare for souls, come stand in front for enlistment. You're ready to go get people saved for Jesus. You're ready to go get people born again. Defeat the devil. Defeat the enemy. Put him to flight. Glory, win men and women for Christ. Win little boys and girls for the sake of Jesus Christ. We're calling people to warfare. Who's willing to stand through the authority of the Holy Ghost? Eyeball with the devil. Eyeball to eyeball with the enemy. You've got people around you that need salvation. You've got people around you that need to be delivered, to be set free by the authority and power of Jesus Christ. You've got people that I can't reach. You've got people that I'll never meet. You've got people that I'll never see. And you're enlisting right now to go to battle and to go to warfare. I want you to begin to say, God, I present myself before you. God, I present myself. Come on, say it. God, I present myself before you. I am ready to sign up for war. I'm ready to sign up for battle. I'm ready to win souls for you. I'm ready to do whatever it takes. But I know, Lord, in order to do that, I need the equipment. I need the power of the Holy Ghost. I need the Spirit of God to anoint me. Oh, put both hands in the air and tell Him, anoint me. Anoint me with the Holy Ghost. Anoint me with a fresh new anointing of the Holy Spirit. I'll come away with people who have been transformed by the power of Jesus Christ. Oh yes, hallelujah. Now Lord, I'm not only willing to pray here, but I'll go home and pray. I'll pray every day. I'll pray for that anointing. I'll pray for that anointing of the Holy Ghost, the authority of the Spirit of God, to give me the equipment and the power to do business for Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! I'm serious about this, Lord. I'm really serious about this now. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I want to win souls. I want to win souls for Jesus. I want to touch people for God. I want souls to be snatched out of the hell, hell flames of the Satan, and delivered to the power, oh, glorious of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to see men and women delivered and set free because of the authority of the power of God. in my life. Hallelujah!
Oh, praise God, praise God, praise God. Turn to somebody and say, I've signed up. I'm on my way.
In the name of Jesus, look out. We're doing battle for the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah! Glory to God.